Hey, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to the CMI School of Christ. And we're going to continue with our class, Ministry and the Appearing of Christ. And I'd like to just go ahead and stay with the passage that I've been on, even with the last class, the priestly or Aaronic blessing, the blessing of Aaron. And the passage is Numbers 6:22 through 27. And let's see. All right. I'll just set that aside for right now. And what I'd like to do during this class, I'd just like to look at the passage a little bit more in depth. I'll look at it, the actual passage, Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 through 27, in some lexicons. And if we get past the lexicons, I may look at some commentaries, but I basically looked at this with lexicons, commentaries, and just word dictionaries and dictionaries. And I don't say that to say that that is the order of studying or that is the correct manner of study. No, what I will say is if you've studied the scripture and you have searched things out with lexicons and dictionaries and commentaries, and you understand them according to all that, then I will say this, you probably have maybe the understanding of still falling short of a Pharisee. And we know that the Pharisee's understanding never even came close to what the Lord desired. I do use lexicons, commentaries, and dictionaries just to kind of see what the original language was saying. Why I say that, I'm not a Hebrew. I'm neither Hebrew nor Greek. This is not my language. Hebrew, Chaldaic, Aramaic is not my native tongue. Greek is not my native tongue. English is my native tongue. So just to kind of get a better understanding of words, still after having that understanding of words, I am still dependent upon the Holy Spirit to show me Christ. I'm still dependent upon the Father to reveal His Son. So there. So, having said that, let's just go ahead and look at number 6:22 through 27. And I do say that not to be a discouraging thing. I say that to be a hopeful thing because, please listen once again, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. All right, and we're going to see that right here. So our passage, number 6:22 through 27, I'll just go ahead and read it. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance unto thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Okay. First term that I'd like us to look at is the Lord. It's Strong's number 3068. You can search this out if you like in your lexicons. This is the Strong's Hebrew lexicon. This is what it means. This is the definition right here. The self-existent or eternal. And even when I was considering this passage right here, even before I started looking at the lexicons, things were already on my heart. This is one of them, and that's why I wanted to look up the Lord and just verify that that's exactly what it is saying. The eternal. Okay? And the eternal spake unto Moses. The eternal. This is outside of time. This is before time. Time is, you can put a start and finish line on time. And God is not bound by time. He is the eternal. He is outside of time. He is above. Remember we had our diagram with a horizontal cross and we had above and below. Below is found time, but above is outside of time. Okay? The eternal, with no reference to time whatsoever, having nothing to do with time whatsoever, not being constrained by or motivated by or captivated by time whatsoever. The eternal spake unto Moses. Okay? Not influenced by time or the events or happenings or situations or locations in time. The eternal spake unto Moses with no reference to time, saying, speak unto Aaron and I'll get there in a little bit. Speak unto Aaron. Okay, this is verse 23. Speak unto Aaron. Now, I do want to say this. The scriptures, they testify of Christ. Jesus said, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. He also said later on in that passage of John chapter 5, he said, if you had believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. Everything in the scripture is declaring Christ. So Moses is a type of Christ. Aaron as well is a type of Christ, okay? All right. Moses, I was just kind of looking at Moses and Aaron. Moses, he is a type of Christ in the sense of salvation, bringing them from death unto life. Remember, the children of Israel, they were in Egypt, the abode of the dead. Here comes Moses, delivers them out from death, out from bondage, and the list goes on and on and on. He's a type of salvation. He's a type of bringing from death unto life. Okay? So now we also have Aaron, who is also a type of Christ. All right? Now, this one, term right here, I did not know about. I just know Aaron is a type of Christ. Eleazar is a type of Christ. The list goes on and on and on. Any term in the scripture of a proper name, of any name, is a type of Christ. They either serve that testimony or they reject being a testimony, and then God does away with them because they've rejected their purpose. And then God, once again, gathers up his testimony in another person. That's just the way it is. In another place, in another time, that's how it goes in the scriptures. He will have his testimony of his Christ, of his beloved Son. Okay? Now, Aaron is Strong's number 175. And I will read this. This is the Online Bible Hebrew Lexicon for the term Aaron, Strong's number 175. I think it's also the Brown Driver Briggs. It basically says this: Aaron, light bringer, the bringer of light, the bringer of light. Remember, in our last class, we looked at that passage. We also looked at Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 8, and how the Lord said, basically like verse 4, how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Verse 5, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant. Verse 6, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. That's in Exodus chapter 19. We covered this in our last class. Exodus chapter 20. So in Exodus chapter 19, the Lord is declaring reality and purpose for all, not just for a few, not just for one brother, not just for one sister, not just for 12. No, the Lord is declaring this purpose for all his people. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. Okay? And I won't go into detail. We already did that the last class. We saw how also in Exodus chapter 20, that the people rejected reality and purpose. They refused. They basically said this. And the people stood afar off. Verse 21. The people stood afar off. Verse 18. The noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw, they removed and stood afar off. And then verse 19. Let not God speak with us, lest we die. And they say, you, Moses, you go. Be a part of this purpose. We won't. We'll reject purpose. Well, yeah, they eventually died in the wilderness because they rejected their purpose for existing. God says, okay, I'll get rid of you. I'll bring in another people who will not reject purpose. Still, the testimony remains. He will have his testimony because then he selects Aaron and the priesthood, okay? But what I was mentioning and I wanted to show is that this was not for a select few. And even as we saw, I believe it was 1 Peter, and I don't want to do a major review from last class, but in 1 Peter chapter 2, we saw that Peter declares, "You are a spiritual house and holy priesthood." See, if man fails, God doesn't. His testimony remains the same. If man fails, God doesn't. His Christ remains the same. Now, regardless of what they did in the Old Covenant, they rejected purpose. Hey, that doesn't matter. The testimony remains. Now, it's fulfilled in Christ. Now, what it was only testifying of, declaring of, now the reality has come in the person of Jesus Christ. And in those who are born again, birth of Him, where He dwells now, like Peter says, a holy priesthood. And the list goes on and on. I could read Revelation chapter 1. It's the same thing. And made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. God doesn't. When God speaks something, He does not cave. He does not alter. He does not waver because of the shortcoming of man or because of the rebellion or disobedience of man. He speaks something and it stands. Okay? So now this is it. This is the whole purpose. The Eternal spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto the light bringer." As I stated before, this was not intended just for Aaron and the priesthood and this solely a particular group. No, this was declared and testified of in the Old Testament for the whole people of God. "And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests." And that reality is found now in Christ Jesus, where those who are born again are a holy priesthood. I just read the verses. Okay? "And the Lord said, and the Lord the Eternal spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the light bringer, unto the one who brings light." So with Moses we have salvation from death to life. With Aaron we have the bringing to knowledge of the light of the salvation, of the light of the life. You have to have both. You can't just have one. You can't just say, well, it's all, the purpose of God is all about just getting people born again. No, it's not. That's the door. The door. We covered it in a previous class. There is purpose to coming into the house. It's not just coming into the house. It's not just filling up a house. No, there's purpose to coming into the house. We looked at it in Luke. We may look at it again. It's that those who come into the house may see the light. Light bringer. There must be light. There must be the knowledge of the house. There must be the knowledge that governs and rules the house. There must be light. So, the Lord the Eternal spake unto Moses. Not an idea of man, not a concept of man, not a concept of time, not a concept because of man or because of what man has done. This is Numbers 6:22. This is way after they rejected the Lord in being a priesthood unto Him. This is way after they rejected the testimony. Not because of what man has done, but the Eternal outside of time, in no relation to time, in no context of time. This is what the Eternal declares, regardless of time. This is His mind. "And the Eternal spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the light bringer, unto the one who brings the light, and unto his sons, those who will follow in his footsteps, those who will follow after the order of their father, saying, On this wise, in this manner, like this, thus, in this way, this is how you shall bless the children of Israel. This is how, once again, this is how you will bless. This is, in this manner, you shall bless. In this manner will you give a blessing. Unto who? Unto, I know in the King James it says children. Check it out, Strong's number 1121. The sons. That's very significant. It is very significant. In fact, I'm going to underline it right here. Very significant. In this manner, in this way, in like manner, in this way, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. See, a child has an understanding of a child. It is I, and Jesus blesses me. A son has an understanding of a son. It is not I, but Christ who liveth in me. Therefore, two different minds, two different understandings. One is governed by the carnal, natural mind. The other is governed by the mind of Christ. Two different blessings in view. With one, it is things, blessings, remember? Plural, but with the other, it is singular. Blessing. One. Okay. On this wise, in this manner, ye shall bless. You look at the phrase, ye shall bless, Strong's number 1288. I'll basically read, this is a Strong's Hebrew lexicon, a primitive root, to kneel, by implication to bless God as an act of adoration, and vice versa. Man, as a benefit. Man, as a benefit. See, I've stated before in previous classes that if you're born again, you don't have to continue in purpose. It benefits you to continue in purpose, lest you walk in darkness. It benefits you. See, Jesus, when he walked, we saw it in the Gospels. When Jesus walked, he just kind of walked and said, you, follow me. He goes on, and you, follow me, and you, follow me. Hey, he wasn't pleading with them. It wasn't, please follow me, you, please. No, 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 no. Hey, you, follow me. I'm going. I am in motion. I am in purpose. I walk in purpose. You, follow me. Then the decision is left upon the one who has heard. If they don't respond, hey, we don't take anything away from the Lord. It is only to our benefit that we respond and are obedient unto that voice. It's only to our benefit. It is only to our good, as good is defined in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 or 4. It's only to our good to respond, okay? And vice versa, man has a benefit. All right, it's translated into the English as this. Bless abundantly. I don't know if your minds went to the same verse mine did, but it should if it didn't. This is John. You probably already know the verse. Chapter 10. Verse 10. If I can find it, I'll read it. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And I know that the natural mind of man will define abundantly with things, right? Because there's two understandings. The understanding of a child, things, plural, many. The understanding of a son, singular, one. This is the abundant blessing. This is the blessing of abundance. It's not found. Remember, this is what the Eternal spake. The Eternal spake unto Moses. This isn't according to time or what is even found in time. According to this natural realm or what is even found in this natural realm. No, this is eternal blessing. Out from eternity, from eternity, from the source. The origin is eternity, the eternal. This is the blessing which remaineth. And please don't misunderstand. I do not knock praying that the Lord will bless you with a job, with transportation, with a house. No, no, no. I'm not knocking that. Hey, I've prayed for finances in the form of a job myself. I don't knock that. What I'm saying is that at some point that blessing began, because it began in time, it was according to time. At some point that blessing will end, because it's bound by time. If I pray for finances, that the Lord would help me find a job, at some point that job will begin, and for whatever reason, at some point that job will come to an end. What I'm speaking of is the eternal blessing without beginning or end, as just as eternal as Christ Himself is, without beginning or end. A blessing that does not fade, that moth does not destroy, rust, thief does not come in and steal, but a blessing that remains as long as Christ remains. This is what I'm declaring. Okay? So, on this wise, in this manner, you shall bless. This shall be the abundant blessing. Right? See, the children of Israel, they were already of the people of God. The children of Israel, they are already in the house. They came into the house in Goshen. They came into the house. Right? They came into the house. Now, bless them who are in the house. Bless them who have come into the house with the eternal blessing. They have been blessed, for they have received life. Now, that they may have that life in abundance. Abundant life. And you already may know where I'm going with abundance of life. It is basically knowing the life we have received. Seeing the life we have received. That is life abundant. Not just receiving something and being ignorant of what we've been, of what we have received, but having knowledge of that which we have received. That is abundant life. Walking. See, it's one thing to be made a partaker by coming into the house. It's another thing to actually be partaking while in the house. See, you can be made a partaker and be totally ignorant and blind of the life of the house, and therefore not partake of the salvation, of the life, of the creation. Or there can be light, and you can partake of the banquet of Christ, of the Lamb, of that which is present, Christ. Right? On this manner, in this manner you shall bless. You shall bless abundantly, you shall bless altogether. Bless, you shall bless greatly, you shall bless indeed. The sons of Israel. See, a child, one who has the understanding of a child, yes, they are born again, they are in the house. But they will not perceive this as a blessing. Because they cannot see it with the natural eye, they cannot feel, taste, touch it, smell it, understand it with the natural brain. So it's like, to them it's not a blessing. They'll get excited over the Lord. And please understand, I'm not downing temporal blessings. No, I'm not. But there's something greater than the temporal, that is the eternal Christ Himself. See, we can get excited with a temporal blessing and rejoice greatly. But hey, because it's temporal, our rejoicing will go up and our rejoicing will come down. Because it's temporal. It's not made to last. It's something actually, if you really look at it and go straight to the core, it is something of the old creation. It is something of the old covenant from without, from afar. Fading, just like the glory that was fading off of Moses' face. It testifies of a greater glory, but at that point, it was fading because it was old covenant. It was fading. See? And there's so many who will rejoice in a blessing that will soon fade, that will soon rust, where robber and thief will come in and destroy. There's so many who would rejoice in such a blessing, and because they cannot see the eternal blessing, not even consider it a blessing at all. But those ye shall bless, the sons of Israel. The sons are those whose hearts have actually turned to the Lord, the veil has been removed, and with an unveiled face, unveiled heart, unveiled soul, are beholding, remember, face to face, the glory of the Lord, and are being transformed into that same image, even by the Spirit of the Lord. They are finding the blessing as being the person, the face of Christ Himself. Nothing less. Now it is nothing less than Christ Himself. What else is there? Nothing. Nothing. Everything else is far less. Even as Paul said, everything else you could count as dung in comparison. As dung in comparison to the greater. But having not seen the greater, then everything else is of great value. On this wise, in this manner, you shall bless the sons of Israel. The sons. Why? Because they are the ones who will receive. They are the ones who will say, yes and amen, Lord. Yes and amen, Lord. This is the purpose for which I'm created. Yes and amen, Lord. Yes, keep me here. Bless me, Lord, here. And speaking of which, In the rest of that, in the latter part of that, on this wise you shall bless the sons of Israel. He did not say the sons of Jacob, but the sons of Israel. See, Jacob has an understanding. Israel has a different understanding. And we'll look at that. Will I find it? I don't know. Israel, it's Strong's number 3478. The online Bible Hebrew lexicon, it says, God prevails. The Strong says, He will rule as God. Israel, in Smith's Bible dictionary, is the prince that prevails with God. That's, I think it's basically taken from the first mention of Israel. It's in Genesis 32, I think. And forgive me if I'm wrong. I wrote the passages down on a different piece of paper. Yes, it is. Genesis 32. I love this. I'm glad I found this. I'll just start in verse. Let me jot this down so I can have it on this piece of paper, on these notes. This is Genesis 32. I'll just start in verse 24. We'll see how far we get. Remember, two different understandings. In this manner you shall bless the sons. You shall bless abundantly the sons of Israel. Remember? It's all with the eternal purpose, God the Father of Abraham, Isaac, Israel, not Jacob, Israel. Okay? Genesis chapter 33, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone. This, brother and sister, is a personal thing. This, the Lord deals with every soul that comes into the house, that they would continue in purpose. See, the Spirit of the Lord deals with every soul across the board. Those who respond to that dealing actually come into the house. Why? Because their hearts turn and the Lord appears. Life appears where there was no life before. Now the dealing continues. The Spirit of the Lord deals with those who are in the house, that their hearts would continue to turn, that they would continue in purpose the appearing of Christ. This, thy seeing me and thy seeing me hereafter. A continual appearing. A continual walk. And Jacob was left alone. And this we face with the Lord alone, brother and sister. Not as a group, but alone. The Lord may do something in a group, but it will be individually alone. All right. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. See, there are so many, and you may be one of these people, who are born again, who have done everything that the leaders, that those who are there guiding and teaching and instructing, you've done everything they've told you to do, and let's say you yourself are preaching, let's say you yourself are teaching, let's say you're teaching Bible classes, let's say you're preaching sermons, let's say you're teaching Sunday services, and yet you know there's got to be something else. And your question is this it, Lord? Is this it? Or is there something else? And you wrestle with man, and you wrestle with God. You wrestle with man because you're frustrated, because you cannot get what is still lacking, what you know there's something missing you cannot get from man. So you wrestle with man, and you wrestle with God. Is this it, Lord? Is this it? Is this all there is? Yet, continuing blind, ignorant, blind of the salvation you've received, of the life you've received. Is this it, Lord? And the Lord says, why, no. This is just the beginning. All right. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him. I love this. Until the breaking of the day. Before night and darkness. Until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." See, Jacob, you could say, oh, well, Jacob was really blessed. He went with Laban. Oh, he was blessed. He had two wives and a lot of kids. Actually, it multiplied to four wives. Some people would call that a blessing. Other people would call it a curse. But he had abundance of things, natural things. See, he had great wealth. That's what even the sons of Laban said. Hey, Jacob's taken all of our father's wealth. And the countenance of Laban was no longer as it was before to Jacob. See, he was blessed abundantly with the natural. But that was not satisfying his soul. There was more. He just didn't know what the more was. He was wrestling with man and with God, because what he had did not satisfy, could not satisfy. Was it of God? Yes. It was all of God. It was all given unto him by God. But it could not satisfy. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That is Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 through 27. I will not let you go until you bless me. My understanding of what is present is not enough. There must be more. I will not let you go until you bless me beyond this natural blessing, until there is something eternal, until there is something beyond man, until there is something that cannot be touched with a natural man, by the natural eye, or seen with a natural eye. Until you bless me. See, Spirit of the Lord will deal with the heart as they come into the house until they come to this very place, from having the understanding of a Jacob, right? The understanding of a child, and not wanting to let go of the Lord because they know there's more. There's got to be more. There has to be more, because their soul is not yet satisfied. Why? Because their soul that began in purpose was redirected from purpose for whatever reason, by whatever means. The soul did not continue in purpose, the appearing of Christ. And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." I just love that. I'll read the response. You can also read the response in Numbers 6, 22 through 27. The response of the cry of the heart for one who desires the abundance. For one who desires life and life more abundantly. For the one who desires purpose. The purpose of the house. The purpose for even being born again. The purpose for even being born in the flesh. Right? And I went backwards on that one. All right. Verse 27. And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." What's your understanding? Jacob, child. Jacob. And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And really, Israel, as we looked at, God prevails. He will rule as God. The prince that prevails with God, it is the understanding, it is not I, but Christ who liveth. That's all Israel is. Because the Prince of God is Christ. The Son of God is Christ. There's only one Israel. There are not many Israels. There is one Israel. And for us, it is the understanding. It is not I, but Christ. We're going to keep on. And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. He cried for a blessing. "I will not let you go till you bless me. Your name's no longer Jacob, but Israel. And he's going to define it. And he blessed him there. Right? Now he's going to define it. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. There's his blessing. There's the blessing. There's the blessing. I have finally continued in purpose. And I've seen God face to face. And my life is preserved. And there's two understandings with that word preserved. That which I thought was my life was snatched away. Jacob, the child understanding. And that which truly is my life was preserved, remains. It is not I, but Christ who liveth in me. That's the blessing. That is the eternal blessing. That is the blessing that Jacob cried for. That is the blessing that he would not let go of God for until he saw him face to face. That is what our souls and hearts cry and long for, whether we know it or not. That's why we will never be satisfied with anything less than purpose. I love this. Verse 31, and as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. The face of God. And now, the sun rises, and he walks in the day. He walks in the light. He walks in the light. He's crossed Peniel. He's come to the face of God, face to face. And now he continues. I love that. There's another passage where the Lord changes the name of Jacob again. And Genesis 35. And it's 9 through, I don't know, whatever verse, but I'll go ahead and read it. And God appeared unto Jacob, I love this, again. Genesis 35, starting with verse 9. And God appeared unto Jacob again. Jacob continues in the appearing of the Lord. If you can hear it, Jacob continues in the eternal blessing. Jacob continues in purpose. When he came out of Paddan Aram, I love this, and blessed him. Jacob once again, this man once again, finds the blessing of God. Finds the blessing that his heart desires and longs for. The eternal blessing. This is so beautiful the way it says it. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called anymore Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. I'll go right there. Be fruitful and multiply. See, this is where we find the fruitfulness. This is where we find the increase. Multiply. The increase. It's found in the face of Jesus Christ. It is found as the blessing of the eternal. Nowhere else. Nowhere else will we find fruitfulness. Nowhere else will we find increase except in the face of Jesus Christ. Why? Because he is the increase. He is the one who is fruitful. Once again, the understanding, it is not I, but Christ who liveth in me. There we find the blessing. There we find the fruitfulness. There we find the increase. See, God cannot say be fruitful and multiply to an understanding that's of a child. He can't do that. He cannot do that, lest that understanding spread. He can't do that. And I've said it before, please don't misunderstand me. It is not a sin to have the understanding of a child. It's not a sin. It's not a sin to be ignorant. It's not a sin. It's just not a good thing to remain ignorant. Okay? Why does God bless the understanding of a son? The understanding of Israel. Why? Because it's his son that's present. Because the understanding is present, it is not I but Christ that liveth in me. Therefore, everything that is said, everything that is done, it is not I but Christ. I am not the source of this, but Christ is the source. Therefore, the Lord says, bless my son. Amen? The Father blesses his son. I love this. I may be getting ahead of myself. But Jacob continues in blessing. When Israel, and that's where you find the blessing, when it's from Jacob to Israel. Okay. In this manner, once again in Numbers 6:22, verse 23. In this manner you shall bless abundantly the sons of Israel, because they have received, they know the purpose, they know the business of the house, they know the purpose of the house, they will receive gladly this blessing. Saying unto them, verse 24, the Lord, the Eternal, saying unto them, not, I will bless you. No. Saying, the Eternal. I love it how it states it in verse 24. The Eternal bless thee. In verse 25, the Eternal make his face shine upon thee. Verse 26, the Eternal lift up. See, this is even speak unto Aaron and unto his sons. This is beyond them. This blessing is beyond them. I can't bless you this way. The Eternal bless you in this manner. I cannot do this. I'm but a man. But the Eternal bless thee in this manner. The Eternal bless thee. The Eternal bless thee. What Aaron could not do, the Eternal gladly does. See, even, I think Raven and I were talking about it earlier. I looked at it with John the Baptist. Jesus called John a light. You know, you rejoiced in his light. And then in John, I think the Gospel of John chapter 1, it says, yeah, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, to testify of that light. See, all we can do is testify of that which we are beholding. We are either beholding light or we are beholding darkness. And we will testify of whatever we behold. But all we can do is testify of. Those who hear the testimony, the Spirit of the Lord will be dealing with those hearts, with those souls. Right? To what? To what purpose? To what end? That they can finally hear the voice. See, the testimony is, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Christ of God. Behold the salvation of the Lord. Behold the life. Behold the light. Behold the door. Behold the shepherd. That's the testimony. And finally, in the ears of the hearers, the Holy Spirit deals with them. And finally, the I Am is heard. The voice of the I Am. And he says, I Am. And that's the voice to which we must be obedient. Where the children of Israel were disobedient to the voice in Exodus 20, and when the people saw, all right, verse 18, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet. Where the people saw and were disobedient to the voice, John, in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, and I heard the voice that spake with me, a voice as of a trumpet, was not disobedient. He turns and sees the voice, and guess what? And I turn to see him, the voice that spake with me, and guess what? He beholds a beautiful picture of Christ, and then it says, I am. He was obedient unto the voice. He was obedient unto the I Am. And he beheld the I Am. See, all we can do is declare the He is. He is. And the listeners can only be obedient to the voice of the Lord when he says, I am. So, back to Numbers 6, 22 through 27. The Lord bless thee. Verse 20. That was verse 24. Verse 25. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. The Eternal. Verse 26. The Eternal lift up his countenance upon thee. I can only declare, but the Eternal bless thee. The Eternal will do this. The Eternal, be obedient unto the Eternal. Be responsive. Respond unto the Eternal. All right. Verse 24. The Eternal bless thee, once again abundantly, and keep thee. I'll go ahead and read it. Psalm 121. I love this. Keep thee. And we can think, well, great. Yeah, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord keeps me. In the context of our passage, keep thee in this blessing. Keep thee in this abundance. That's what it says. The Eternal bless thee and keep thee in this blessing, in this manner, in this purpose. May He keep thy heart turned unto Him. We won't look at the verses. We have no time to look at the verses this class. But I've read several different verses where they're crying out, Lord, turn our hearts and we shall turn. Turn us again, Lord, and we shall be saved. The Lord keep thee. This is Psalms 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Don't you love that? But keep thy foot in the path. Keep thy foot in the way, in purpose. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Though we may slumber, he will not slumber. He continues vigilant. He continues. Yeah, we like Peter, James, and John, could you but not wake an hour? They were all fallen asleep. I love this. Verse 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel, not Jacob, he that keepeth Israel, he that keepeth this one who has come into the purpose, that has come into light, that has come into the walking in the light, that has come into the day and continues in purpose. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Why? Because there's no darkness. They that sleep, sleep at night. There's no darkness here. He neither slumbers nor sleep. He keeps in the day. He keeps. He moves. He keeps. See, finally, the Holy Spirit deals with the heart, deals with the soul. Finally, that we would finally turn our hearts and let there be light. And the evening and the morning were the first day. The Holy Spirit continues dealing with the heart, with the soul, that we would continue unto the next day. And again, the Lord appeared. And in the next day, and again, the Lord appeared. And we are renewed day by day by day by day. Appearing by appearing by appearing by appearing. Once he brings you into purpose, once he gets you to begin in purpose, He works to keep you in purpose. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. I love that. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming forth from this time forth and even forevermore. And the Lord, there is a same Strong's number, 3068, the Eternal that keepeth thee, the Eternal shall preserve thee, the Eternal. It's an eternal blessing beyond the natural, beyond what we see, taste, and touch, beyond the natural circumstances that come and go, the Eternal, eternal blessing. All right. And keep thee. I love that. The term keep is a Strong's number 8104. In the Online Bible Hebrew Lexicon, it's basically to have charge of, to keep, to guard, keep watch and ward, protect, watch, watchman, save life. I love that. Save life. And I wrote down a verse here. In the light of the king's countenance is life. You can search it out. It's Proverbs 16:15. In the light of the king's countenance is life. Preserve life. Keep life. Keep you in what? In the knowledge of. In the light of life. In the knowledge of life. But God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, I love this, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. If the glory is present, life is present in the face of Jesus Christ. Nowhere else. Going on. I love this. And keep thee. The Eternal make His face shine upon thee. Make His face. I know you know this. Sorry, I didn't finish reading the definition of that. Keep thee. Strong's 8104. It goes on. To keep within bounds. Restrain. I love that. Rabin has shared concerning the confines of Christ. The Lord keep thee within the bounds of Christ, within the purpose of Christ. Keep your heart, keep your soul within the bounds. Restrain thee from going. Proverbs, my son, turn not to the left or to the right, but keep thee in the way of life. Goes on, to keep Sabbath, keep the Sabbath. Keep thee walking in the Sabbath. Keep thee in understanding of the Sabbath. The Sabbath, it is not I, but Christ who liveth in me. Keep you in Sabbath, where you do no work. You are at rest. It is not I who worketh, but the Lord that worketh in me. Or covenant, keep you in, I love that, keep you in covenant. Beautiful covenant. Keep you in covenant. Or commands. Preserve, protect. Okay, now, the next verse 25. The Eternal make His face shine upon thee. His face. It's Strong's number 6440. It's, you know this, the face, the presence, the person. In I love this. In the Strong's, that's in the Online Bible Hebrew Lexicon. In front of, in front. To the front of, in the presence of, in the face of, at the face or front of, from the presence of, from before the face. And I shared this once with a group in Mexico. We get all excited about the presence of God. It's the face. It's the face. It's the face. We've just brought it down to some earthly thing that comes and goes. But this is the Eternal. This is the face that remaineth. All right, Strong's, this is a Strong's Hebrew lexicon. The face as the part that turns. For us, the face of the heart, the face of the soul. So verse 25, the Eternal make His face shine upon thee. To make shine, to be or become, I love this, Online Bible Hebrew lexicon, Strong's number 215. To be or become light, shine. To give light, shine of sun, moon, and stars. To illuminate, light up, cause to shine, shine. To kindle, light a candle. Don't you love that? In that previous class when I talked about John the Baptist, how Jesus said, you rejoiced in his light. No man lighteth a candle and putteth it under a bushel, but setteth it upon a candlestick. That those who come in and those who are in the house may see the light. May see with purpose, may see the light. The Eternal reveal His Son in you. That's basically this passage. That's basically what's being declared. The Eternal reveal His Son in you as the eternal blessing of God. I have 2 Corinthians, which I already read, chapter 4, verse 6. As God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, so hath He shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge. Illuminate. That's all it is. Illuminate. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 15 and 17, and God created the greater light and the lesser lights. This is after He said, let there be light. But these lights were to give light upon the earth. Light of the testimony of Christ. The Lord, the Eternal, make His face shine upon thee. And the term upon, it's the same thing as into. Limit is actually entered. In, within, to, within. See, it's old covenant, but it's declaring a new covenant. It's the testimony that's declaring the reality in Christ. That which shone upon now shines within. The eternal make his face shine within. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And be gracious unto thee. Oh yeah. It's not from without, afar, off, etc., but from within, near. Okay. And be gracious unto thee. I love this. It's Strong's number 2603. It's the online Bible Hebrew lexicon. To show favor, be gracious. The Father favors His Son. In John 12:26, we've read it. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be also. In that same understanding of it is not I, but Christ. I and the Father, you and me, and I and you. But it's only in that day you shall know. In that day. Day, when the day dawns, when the morning comes. In that day you shall know. And be gracious. To show favor, be gracious. The same word, and be gracious unto thee, Strong's number 2603, is found in this passage. It's Exodus 33:19. I'll just go ahead and read it. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thy face. And I will proclaim to utter a loud sound as of a trumpet. And I will proclaim the name of the eternal before thy face. And will be gracious, there's our word, to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And then we have Paul. I'll write it down. We have Paul in Galatians. Chapter 1, verse 15 through 16. But when it pleased God, when it was pleasurable unto God, it pleased God to reveal His Son in me. It pleased Him. For no other purpose came I into the house, save that the Son be revealed in me. For no other purpose came I into the house, save to see the light of the house. For no other purpose came I into the house, but to partake of the abundant life, the eternal blessing. And be gracious unto thee. The Lord, the eternal, verse 26, the eternal lift up. Well, the eternal lift up his countenance, his face upon thee, and give thee peace. Give thee peace. I'll just look at this last term right here. Peace. And give thee. Strong's number 7760 is to set, to put or lay upon, to ordain, establish, found, constitute, to set in place, to station, to constitute, to fashion, to work, to bring to pass, to appoint, to give, to establish. The eternal lift up his countenance upon thee, his face upon thee, and give thee peace. And give to establish, to constitute, to found, to fix peace. And peace is Strong's number 7965. Completeness, soundness, welfare, peace, safety, soundness in body, welfare, health, prosperity, peace, quiet, tranquility, contentment, peace, friendship. With God, especially in covenant relationship, walking in covenant with God. Peace from war, warring against God, right? Romans, I'll go ahead and read it. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 9. Peace from war. 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because a carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But if you are born again, you are in the Spirit. You only know you are in the Spirit when your heart is finally turned to the Lord, the veil is removed, and with an unveiled face, an unveiled heart, you are beholding the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, face to face. Then you are not rebellious. Then you are not at enmity with God. You are at peace. You are at peace. True prosperity is found in the face of Christ. Welfare, health, prosperity. True prosperity is found in the face of Christ. Nowhere else. Peace. Friendship. Abraham. I'll just close it with this. Our time's pretty much up. James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Friendship, and he was called the friend of God. Now Genesis 15, where James is actually quoting from. Genesis 15, verses 1 through 6. See, it all revolves around the same. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. I am thy blessing. I am all that thou lookest for. I am all that thou hast a desire for. I am. It's beautiful. I am. Obedient unto thee, I am. And Abraham said, Lord, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. Look now toward heaven, Abraham. Look now toward heaven. And he believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he is declared to be the friend of God. Why? Because he is looking now toward heaven and he believes God. He believes based on his looking. It is all found in the face of Christ. There's nothing of the scripture found apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing found apart from his face. Nothing. No thing whatsoever. This is the eternal blessing of God. This is, I'll read it, the whole passage. And the Lord, the eternal, spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron, the one who shall bring the light, the one who the light bringer, the one who brings the light, and to his sons, for they shall follow in his footsteps, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the sons of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Eternal make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Eternal lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. That you no longer be at enmity with God, but be a friend with God. Be at rest. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. For they will no longer bear the image of the natural, but they shall bear the image of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into that same image from glory to glory, to bear that same image from glory to glory. So, the eternal blessing, the priestly blessing, the blessing that the Lord hath called us all into, for in Exodus chapter 19, He calls all the people of Israel to be a holy priesthood, the reality of which is found in Christ, as Peter and John declare, a holy priesthood with one purpose, declare the eternal blessing of God. The Lord, the eternal, bless thee. The eternal, bless thee and keep thee. Make His face shine in thee. Be gracious unto thee. The eternal, lift up His countenance unto thee and give thee peace. And you shall bear His name and no longer your own. Amen? It's the end of this class. Amen, shall I say? The eternal bless thee. Amen.